mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, coming up, we're scheduled to have him on. The author of No Lights, No Sirens, Robert Sia, inside the corrupt NYPD as a detective. This is important to our entire society. You know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Then we've got Professor David Ray Griffin with some updates on 9/11 and his take on the London bombings that he says he's suspicious of. In the third hour, and wide open phones throughout this, this show, also going to go back into some of the stuff we haven't covered yet with this new Supreme Court pick that is very, very bad. Though not as bad, it is true, he is actually the lesser of two evils. I mean, he's better than Gonzalez. At least he's been anti-abortion. Now he's kind of getting to, you know, well, I'm not going to get into that. And, you know, he's been neutral on the court, but he's pro police state and, you know, the secret camps and all that. So that's coming up. Also, some new London bombing developments. There's just so much here. But right now, let's go to Stacy. Stacy, where are you calling us from?
Hi, Alex. I'm calling from Illinois.
Another lady from Illinois. Welcome.
We're popular today. I was just wondering, I know that you guys have talked a lot in the past about FEMA using exercises as a cover for the day when these various terrorist attacks occur. And I was just wondering if you've seen on the U.S. Northern Command's website on June 29th, they posted a press release.
A drill of a nuclear attack.
Right, that's going to take place at Charleston, South Carolina. And I was just wondering if you had had any commentary on that or research into that.
Well, I mean, there's been thousands of drills, hundreds conducted by our new military dictatorship. That's what it is, NORTHCOM, North American Command. But, you know, I'm not saying they're going to nuke us on that date, but, I mean, all of this is, if the government keeps saying we're going to be nuked, give up all your rights. I'm saying if a nuke does go off, the military-industrial complex is the number one suspect. But they're telling us, no, it's going to be Al-Qaeda. And the way they're hyping it is pretty scary. But regardless of whether there's an attack or not, which I pray there isn't, by exposing who's behind these attacks, we may back them off. But regardless, it still has the psychological trauma effect of scaring the public.
That's right. And actually, the very first line of the press release, you know, it's all about trauma. It says, here's the scenario. A seafaring vessel transporting a 10-kiloton nuclear warhead makes its way into a port off the coast of Charleston, South Carolina. Terrorists aboard the ship attempt to smuggle the warhead off the ship to detonate it. So, you know, it is. It's all about traumatizing us.
Well, they got systems that will see through hundreds of feet of solid rock, and anything highly radioactive stands out like a big red blob. And so, you know, that is a patented fraud. They have the ground-penetrating radar that is so powerful. The declassified stuff can see several hundred feet.
Yeah.
And they got radiation detectors that are even more powerful. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. I mean, it's just the technology is so advanced. And by the way, I don't want to hear that, you know, suitcase nukes sold by the Russians for $2 or whatever, you know, during the early 1990s are still good. Suitcase nukes only have about a 10-year life. And then they stop working, folks. Okay? You know, nuclear weapons are very delicate. Even though the nukes tend to be suitcase, you know, in-theater weapons, these, you know, type of munitions tend to be pretty simple compared to other, you know, devices. It's a ball of plutonium that has a bullet of uranium fired into it. Or is it a ball of uranium with a bullet of plutonium? No, yeah, that's it. I get this stuff mixed up. I mean, now we're hearing MS-13 Mexican gangs have smuggled nukes in. I mean, that's on the nightly news. Folks, I don't buy that for a second, okay? I mean, that's ridiculous. And that is fear-mongering. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with our scheduled guest. No Lights, No Sirens. This has been a critically acclaimed book, and I look forward to talking to the author, your calls as well, and more on the new Supreme Court nomination, a lot more. Stay with us.
The
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the California legislature is preparing to lock up generals. Senators and members of their house are threatening to arrest the military because they've got troops out photographing and surveilling the public at peaceful anti-war and environmental protest. Now, that ought to scare everybody. And I've been talking about this for years because I've had family involved in it, and I also interviewed a lot of military people who got out of it. It's been going on for 20 years, but it's getting bad, folks. And I wish they'd put the troops on the border where it's constitutional instead of I go out to cover some anti-war protest and there's troops up on top skyrises taking photos of us. So that's posted on InfoWars.com right now. And another headline here, FBI keeping lengthy files on groups opposed to Bush's policies. Clinton started this, and Republicans are pulling their hair out, but now it's okay because it's the liberals. Well, I'm against having the military involved in our daily lives, period, so we'll get more into that a little bit later. I know we have loaded phones, and we're going to get into the my take and your take on this Supreme Court nominee, Roberts, who almost always votes with the government and did overrule other federal judges concerning secret arrest and these kangaroo tribunals. So it does not look good. It looks like a Gonzalez clone on that front, though he's not pro-abortion. So that makes him better than Alberto I Love Torture Gonzalez. and also some new developments on the London bombing. We got Professor David Ray Greven coming on in the next hour. You know, there's no way to really even, you know, describe all the news and you know, information I've got on our guest here. You know, praise for No Lights, No Sirens. Finally, the genuine article, Rob Sia's powerful memoir, offers a rare and fascinating glimpse into the dark world of undercover police work within the NYPD. You know, I've had other New York detectives on who are pretty famous talking about, you know, forget framing people because they're bad. I mean, hey, you know, take your cut of the drugs, take your cut of this loot. But that's not what he really gets into in his book. One that has never been seen before, and here's another thing. Rob Sia's life story reads like a Greek tragedy. A scary and intense roller coaster ride through Brooklyn's Badlands is told by the undercover who lived it. I could not put this book down. It simply blew me away. Again, the book is No Lights, No Sirens. And, you know, I've got some quotes and some things, you know, that he said and some interviews he's done on Fox. He'll be on Fox tonight, he just told me, during the break. But, you know, they describe him as not being sorry for what he did, you know, not being sorry for putting these, quote, animals in prison, but sorry for what it did to him. Well, yeah, when you dance for the devil doesn't change, you change. And the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So former New York City detective Robert Sia, thank you for joining us.
And the Fox interview is on the Laura Due Show at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Sunday night, not tonight.
Oh, Sunday night, excuse me.
Yeah, on the Fox channel.
Lori Due. Like Lori Due, huh?
I think she's a very attractive woman.
I've seen her in person. She's not as attractive as she
is.
Oh,
man. She's not listening, brother.
And I never thought Ann Coulter was good-looking. I think she looks like a man.
Yeah,
but in person,
does,
but in person, she is frightening. I'm sorry, go ahead.
She's worse?
Oh, my. I saw all these people at the RNC.
Dude, what kind of audience we got here, man? Because I could drop names like crazy and tell you tons of stories about them, man.
Well, I'm not dropping names. I mean, that was just, you know, kind of a joke about Lori Due.
I know, I'm kidding, man.
But seriously, no, I thought she was really good looking, you know, with the teleprompter, you know, sitting there with her lips all done up. But I saw her in person. I mean, she's okay.
I hear you.
She kind of looks retarded though in person.
Oh, all my right, goodness.
I'm sorry. I'm going to shut up and get serious here. In a nutshell, sir, tell us about your career and the things you did, you know, the dirtiest of it, and then tell us why you got out of it and why you wrote this book.
Well, listen, the reason I wrote the book was sort of to purge myself, you know. I don't believe in therapy, and I wrote the book basically to purge myself of the sins that I had committed. And the sins that I had committed were not sins against civilians or the good people of the community. The sins I committed were against the bad guys, guys carrying pistols, guys wanted for homicides, guys wanted for multiple rapes. Those were the sins that I committed. And the sins aren't sins where I tortured them or did anything like that. Sins I committed was bending the rules a little bit, massaging the truth a little bit, just to get them remanded and kept in prison. Because because the defense attorneys are going to do the same thing to me.
Well, so the police call this step. Liifying.
No, test-a-lying.
Test-a-lying.
Yeah.
I call it liifying.
Well, that's good. I'll use that in my next life, man. But the book is basically about a young guy myself. I got onto the job as I was 20 years old, pie in the sky. And I have an innate ability, a great ability to see somebody that does not want to be seen. In other words, somebody carrying a pistol, coke, whatever it is, heroin. You know, there's a body language that I can pick up on immediately. If a cat is walking across the street with a girl, he makes me as a cop, he's going to bring the girl to him. That's a subconscious move that he's bringing her for security. You go after that guy. So that's not reasonable suspicion enough. My ability to see these things isn't reasonable suspicion enough to go out and chase these guys and catch them with a gun. So my first gun collar, I remember, I chased a guy. I saw him he tightened up. Boom, I chase him. Five blocks is a brutal chase, brutal capture. I hit him in the head with the back of my gun, and I disarm him with a .380 Llama. I lock him up. I bring him to court. First thing the ADA asks me is, how did you make the collar? I tell him. I said, well, he looked at me. I looked at him. He got incredibly nervous. I got out of the car, and he ran. Chased him. I got him with the gun. I disarmed him and arrested him. He immediately scratches on the online book of report, which is the report that, you know, basically your arrest report. He scratches it, 343s it, which means he's throwing it out of court. And I said to him, I said, and don't forget, I'm 20 years old, my first gun collar, you know, it's like a big thing. I said, why are you throwing it out? He said, you didn't have reasonable suspicion to stop him. you've got to develop reasonable suspicion to stop him. So basically, they can walk by. So if I don't see the bulge in their pocket, or if I don't see...
And so you learned to claim that he crossed the yellow line.
Yeah, man. Listen, after the sixth or seventh time that happened, I always knew I was one word away from remanding this guy and putting him away. And after the seventh time, I said, you know what? The hell with this. And boom, I went to court. I told it exactly the way it wasn't. I saw it in plain view. I chased the guy, locked him up, boom. He gets to court, he pleads out 2 to 4 years. And
well, let me, before we get into the other stuff, you know, this is how you started down this path that you cover in No Lights, No Sirens. We're talking to former NYPD Detective Robert Sia. Robert, before we get into all that, you know, this is how they corrupt young people. This is how this starts. This is how this, you know, goes downhill until you've got the FBI running murder for hire, you know, in Boston, which is confirmed, you know, until you get Tulia, Texas, where the 58 black people, none of them have drugs, and they all get 20 to 90 years in prison. You know, this is the road that, you know, leads. Look, the founding fathers put the system in place so criminals would go free, you know, so our liberties would survive. I'm less worried about some thug with a gun than I'm worried about a corrupt centralized government not having restraints on it. And I guess, I mean, do you have the view that I'm wrong, or what view do you have?
No, I have the view that you're wrong. And listen, I believe...
George Washington was wrong, okay.
Well, you know, Washington was wrong according to the streets. You know, Washington is in their little bubble. They don't realize...
Well, take Texas. We don't have the gun control, so our crime rate's half of what it is, roughly, in New York. And we don't have cops chasing us down because we have guns here.
Right.
I have guns all around me.
What's the homicide rate in Texas?
It's much lower. I can pull those up. There's big reports. Well, they do it by city, and the FBI statistics them state by state.
Well, I'll tell you what. New York City, the homicide rate is down. It's about 450. When I was on the job, it was 2,500 a year.
Well, I know that Chicago and New York and Detroit and places with gun, L.A., with more gun, statistically, you have a much higher crime rate where there's gun control. Oh, you believe in gun control?
Do I believe in gun control?
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay.
I don't believe in gun control. I think that somebody has the right to bear arms in his house, but I think that they should have a premise permit. But I think there should be. I mean, listen, the people that have guns in the street are bad guys. People that are entering your house are bad guys. So why
so the cops are bad guys? They got guns in the streets.
Yeah, that's a bad analogy, man. The cops are protecting themselves and the public with the guns against the people who
have
guns.
But we don't have a right to protect ourselves?
Of course. That's not what I'm saying.
You know, these criminals don't go into small Texas towns and
cars. You're not hearing what I'm saying. What I'm saying is the public at large, I believe the someone that does not have an arrest record is allowed to have a gun. Because the bad guys in the street who have arrest records are getting guns illegally. Those are the guys who shouldn't have guns. I believe that everybody should, you know, if you have not been convicted of a felony, if you're an upstanding citizen, why can't you have a premise permit to protect your house?
Well, you got to jump through 100 hoops in New York to get that permit, though.
Yes and no. I mean, it takes a while to get it, but you can get a premise permit.
What about that premise permit? I mean, carrying a gun.
No, the only way that you're going to be able to carry a gun is if you have a large amount of money that you take.
You know, after they passed concealed carry in Texas and other areas, you get about a 25% crime rate reduction across the board.
Right.
Because criminals are afraid of...
But you got to understand, man. There are more robberies in New York City. Do you know how many more homicides there would be if that occurred? And I'm just spitballing with you here. What occurred then is they see a guy carrying a load of cash. They don't know he's got a gun on him. They're going to jump him. What's the guy with the gun going to do? He's going to blast him and kill him.
Wonderful.
I agree. But you know what? If you get 7 million people in a city and half of those people are carrying guns and legit and get robbed, a quarter of those of the people that are going to rob them are going to get killed.
Good.
I agree.
That
with
is
you.
Crime.
I think any perp should be, you know, tarred and quartered. You know, but you got you're talking.
No,
Texas.
I think about no. I think if somebody runs up and tries to rob an off-duty cop and aims a gun at the cop, I think the off-duty cop should pull a gun and kill him, and because they're not safe until they do, and I think a citizen should do that too.
I agree. I totally agree. We're on the same page. Trust me.
Well, all right. Well, I want to get into your book and, you know, some of the other things you did here. I just kind of got sidetracked there, but it's all important. It's all an important discussion. Stay with us, Robert Sia. We haven't even scratched the tip of the iceberg here. When we get back, we will get into, what do you call it, lie or test-a-lying?
Test-a-lying.
Test-a-lying. I have trouble with that one. We'll be right back. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All-natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. With several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic, you can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order at 888-784-0718.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I've sworn that it would never get to me, he writes, that I'd never turn into the monsters I was chasing. I was wrong. I'd become a monster, he did, during his relentless journey into the criminal netherworld. Okay, so that's the description you've got on the inside jacket of your new book. It's getting a lot of attention, Robert. Let's get into it. So it starts out with just making up stuff on police reports that you had probable cause. What did it turn into?
We never got beat in court. And what it turned into, hundreds of cases, we never got beat in court. Now, when I say falsifying or, how we did it, I would say, yeah, I you know, I saw the guy with the gun. I never flaked anybody, which means I never took a gun out of my pocket and put it on him. Didn't have to. That to me is a real crime. The guys I locked up, I locked them up fair and square, except I just had to massage the truth a little bit. So what would occur is we were very good on the stand. Judges liked us. We were credible to the jurors, credible to the grand jury. They were always true bills, which means that they always sent them to trial. Once these guys go to trial, boom, you know, they're going to plea out.
Yeah, but what would you do if it was just an old man who had a gun and acted? I mean, did you ever have cases where...
Yeah, I did. I grabbed the guy one time. He was walking. It was late at night, about 2:30 in the morning. He was walking into a project building. I didn't realize how old he was. He wasn't that old. He was like in his late 40s. He owned a bodega. I found a bag of cash on him. I figured he's a mule. Toss him, find a gun on him. And I'm ready to lock him up because I figured he's a mule carrying a gun. You know, it's going to, it's a, you know, completely drug prone location. I start talking to the guy and he pulls out his ID and he owns a bodega. And I realize that this guy is not a bad guy.
Is that a restaurant?
No, bodega is like a grocery store. It's a Spanish grocery store.
Okay, because we got a Mexican food restaurant called Bodega. I guess that's a play on words.
Right, right. So I'm not going to lock the guy up. I'll let him go. You know, I mean, he's legit. He's a guy just trying to protect himself and his family.
Well, see, that's good. I mean, I think that, you know, the Constitution and Bill of Rights says that
it's
a crime.
In any way you cut it, it's a crime. The crimes that I committed...
It's a crime to not take a gun.
That's a crime, too, because I should have locked him up.
Those laws are criminal. It's like the Supreme Court said that black people weren't human beings. I say that law is a fraud, and I wouldn't have followed. Look, this is the crux right here, okay? And I understand what you're saying and how this happens, but if I was a cop and I pull over some, you know, old guy who's not doing anything wrong, I'm not going to take him to jail, you know, for having that gun. And then as you're saying, this is now the journey to evil is not taking the old man to jail.
There's a gray area, man, and there's nothing that's cut in black and white. You have to make a field decision. My field decision that day was to let him go. Would I have locked him up any other time? Probably not. Was he a perp? Moving drugs, having the pistol on him, or having the cash on him, moving cash? He's going to jail. Period.
Now, what about the stories we get from, you know, CERT become more famous? But I've had other famous New York detectives on over the years who, you know, as soon as they become a detective, they go, here's your gold jewelry we just took off the guy, you know, beating people up, drug dealing.
Well, they're perps, and if I had seen them, I would lock them up.
So if cops approached you, want you to be part of something corrupt, you'd have gone after them?
Yes. Would have I went to internal affairs? No. No matter what, they're going to go, it's not the type of guy that I was.
Okay, well, how do you stop corrupt police?
Let me finish. If they are involved in any criminal activity, internal affairs is going to get them. They don't need me to call them up and become a rat on them, turning my career upside down. They're going to get caught anyway. If they wanted me to be involved in something, I wouldn't do it. That's not my gig. My wife was a very wealthy woman. I didn't need money. I was never strapped for money. And that's not what I went on the job for.
Well, you say you've got this...
Wall Street made a fortune.
You say you've got this incredible snout for criminals. And if you've got that snout, I mean, you've got to know there's a lot of corrupt cops, especially in the higher echelons. Or, I mean, New York City, give me a break.
Well, back in the day, that was the truth. When I was on the job, it was the truth. There was a lot of, you know, guys that were committing, you know, organized, you know, corruption. Now it's a lot different these days, a lot different. The crime is down, drugs are down here, people aren't running wild in the street. It was a wild, wild west when I was on the job, man. My book tells it all. So I got to tell you, I wasn't that privy to that kind of corruption. You know, guys stayed away from us because we were insane. Cops stayed away from us because they knew who we were, and they didn't want to get jammed up. They didn't. They could not. Our motto was, if you're going to lead, lead. If you're going to follow, follow. If you're not going to do either one of the two, step out of the way. And that's what we did, man. You know, we led. We were number one and number two in arrest in New York City.
But you got to do that in a context of the bigger picture. Detective, Penwood, we're going to come right back. We'll talk more about your books, No Lights, No Sirens. And callers, if you want to get involved on air, 1-800-259-9231. Calls for the guest and whatever other subject. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative, when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become the world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcast. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want. Fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized product from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy field should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at aquanorthwest.com. Call aquanorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog, toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit aquanorthwest.com.
You know, I'm going to be honest with our guest, former New York detective Robert Sia, with one of the biggest hot dog records out there, really slamming the criminals into the system and, putting them behind bars. And, that all sounds great, but back when this country was a stickler for detail, we had a much lower crime rate. Obviously, we culturally hadn't degenerated to the level of demonic monkeys yet. The advent of TV and violence on television in the 1950s, the graph of violent crime just explodes from that point because we are creatures of what we see, social creatures. And I don't want to get off into the sociology and psychology of that. But, corrupt cops, you know what you got, like they are in Mexico. But you've also got these go-getter police out there that they'll do whatever it takes to get the bad guys. But then I have questions about, who are the bad guys? I say decriminalize drugs, because just like with Prohibition, it caused crime to explode. It energized organized crime and corrupted the police. I say the war on drugs is bigger than ever. We got more drugs than ever and more people in prison than ever. Of course, the people that are involved in illegal drugs are usually pretty bad people, but they'd be involved in some other racket. No, they're bad because they're bad people. And now we've given them a huge business to make a lot of money out of, and an excuse for the police to be snooping around in our lives. Bottom line, that's my view on this. And I think these go-getter, gung-ho, military, police, you name it, in many cases are more dangerous than just some schlub, you know, who's just out there trying to get his paycheck writing parking tickets. And, you know, that's where I stand, Robert Sia. What do you say to that?
Well, legalizing drugs, let's go to that one. Do you know how much of a Jones you get when you bang one syringe of heroin?
No, never used it.
Okay. You get a Jones so bad that if you don't get another hit within 24 hours, your body retches. Now,
so we should make it illegal so they won't bust into our houses.
Let me finish.
That makes no sense.
Let me finish. Now, where do you think this guy is going to get the money to get another hit of heroin?
He's going to break into my house.
That's right.
I'm going to blow him away. He's on Texas.
All legalizing drugs is you're changing one crime for another crime. That's what you're doing. That's exactly what you're doing.
You got to do a cost-benefit analysis.
Listen, all due respect, I think you're completely wrong.
So we have triple the heroin, double the cocaine we did 10 years ago, 7 million people in the system, and it's corrupted our police, and it's working really well.
How's it corrupting your police?
Oh, man, look at the statistics on corruption. And you can say that's because of more prosecution. It's out of control.
What's out of control?
Man, Houston, Texas, the crime lab, framed over 2,000 people. Tulia, Texas, 58 black people, no criminal records, framed. Dallas, Texas, throwing bags of chalk in the backs of cars, and then asset forfeiture seizure. Police all over the country every week getting caught dealing drugs. I mean, you've got to be kidding.
You know what? That doesn't happen in New York.
Oh, man.
Give me statistics in New York.
Well, if you want, I'll actually pull all those and
have
you back
up
sometime.
I'd love for you to do it.
Yeah.
I would. I'd love for you to do it.
I know off the top of my head that you know, New York has a higher crime rate than any Texas city.
The homicides here in New York City in 7 million people is 450. Give me 7 million people. Put 7 million people. Give me all your states in Texas. Will you have less than 450 homicides?
Well, I know the national crime statistics. You know, it's kind of like...
Listen, just answer the question. Do you have more than 450 homicides in all of Texas?
Well, you're posing a falsely framed question, so I'm not going to answer it.
Why is it falsely framed?
Number one, claiming I'm not answering a question is a legal tactic to create the illusion that I'm not answering a question. Okay? I won't answer it the way you want me to answer.
You know what? Let's just talk about my book, man.
No, hold on a second. I won't answer the false question you ask. I will answer the question. Okay? The answer is New York is in the top 10 cities... period, not for population, period, per capita for the highest crime rate. Certainly it may have gone down some because most of the people, you know, are dead who were on the crack epidemic of the 80s, but still we have a high crime level.
You're wrong. It's not in the top 10. You're wrong.
I just saw those statistics a few weeks ago.
I don't know where you saw them, but you're wrong.
I know it used to be the capital of crime. Now,
yeah, and when I was a cop.
Now Chicago has that crown.
Detroit, Chicago, Washington, D.C. are the top three.
Yeah, I know.
But New York City does not play within that top 10.
But it used to.
Of course.
But I'm still saying, I mean, just look, it's like if somebody's on Mount Everest, the tallest peak in the world, and then New York is on the next peak, you know, and it's 1,000 feet lower, I mean, you're still on top of a mountain, brother.
Bro, the United States is a dangerous place. Show me one place that doesn't have a high crime rate. Give me one, other than Idaho.
Well, all these big cities try to bring in gun control, and the criminals gravitate towards that because it's a feeding ground of gullible immigrants and other castrated populations that don't have a history of defending themselves.
And your point is?
My point is that you need to make look. I want to go back to what I was just bringing up though before we got all off into guns again. I mean, everybody knows more guns means less crime. That's just the statistics. And a bunch of different professors have done the math on that. But what I'm trying to
get... More guns in the street for the perps? Means less crime?
Guns... criminals aren't going to follow the law. Do I have to tell you that?
Exactly.
So all you do is make it a happy hunting ground for them against us.
But you're telling me that my tactics are illegal and I shouldn't be doing those tactics to get those guys with the guns. That's your point. And it's the wrong point.
Oh, I totally... I fear a government violating rights more than I fear a perp with a gun.
You do?
Yeah, because I live
in
Texas...
So when you're in a dark alley... Let me make
Texas,
an analogy. When you're in a dark alley one night...
And
you see this
guy
walking towards you
and I kill him.
With his hand in his pocket, and he's going
to
walk towards you, Do you think your government is going to back you up, or a guy like me is going to come down there and disarm
that?
Well,
I'll tell you what I did. I was in Dallas when I was about 16. You had to drive into Dallas to buy beer because the beer joints would sell you beer, even if you were underage. And somebody walked up and pulled a gun on me, and I took the gun out of his hand, and I knocked his teeth out and rammed his head up against the wall, and the police came and took him to jail.
What if there were three guys with guns? Would you do the same thing?
Well, no. The time the four guys came up with knives, I didn't do that. I did something else. But the point here is that I am more fearful of Adolf Hitler and gun control.
Of what? Adolf Hitler and gun control?
George Bush.
Why are you bringing Adolf Hitler into this?
Because
into
Hitler
this
was for gun control, and gun control is bad.
Okay.
It's simple.
Listen, I don't have an argument with you about gun control. I don't. I don't. You're trying to bait me into saying that I do have enough, that I am for gun control.
I just know so many New Yorkers who never were.
But I'm not. I'm a Republican from New York. You understand? I'm a New York City detective, number five in decorations. I am not for gun control.
What I'm trying to tell you is I know so many New Yorkers who are friends of mine who cower in fear because they were brought up hating guns. They were brought up. They don't even know how to go get them.
Yeah, well, they're the same people that vote for Hillary Clinton, so?
And they, actually, one of them's a Republican. And she cowers in fear behind her burglar bars, hoping no one comes and gets. And why doesn't she have a gun? Why isn't there a New York program?
She probably could have a gun. She goes, or she could go to the New York precinct and get a premise permit. Everybody can. You're allowed to get guns in New York.
So the Second Amendment is about a privilege, a permission slip?
I'm sorry?
It's not a permission slip.
You apply for a gun permit.
Just like I apply now to stand on the street corner and stand on a soapbox. I didn't used to have to do that.
You can apply in New York State for a gun permit. If you have no felony record, you will get a gun permit, a premise permit to guard your house. Sixth Amendment. Yes?
A lot of people, I read articles where they get refused them all the time.
They have records.
No.
You can't have a criminal record. And they're probably applying for a carry permit. That they won't do. Unless you carry money or you have people after you.
Florida passed a concealed carry.
Anybody can get a premise permit in New York State if they do not have a felony.
General violent crime rate went down by 25% in 2 years.
I'm sorry?
Florida passed a concealed carry and their crime rate went down by 25%.
That's great.
Texas did the same thing and we got even bigger numbers out.
Listen, if they're a law-abiding citizen, you cannot. Again, if it worked in Texas, great. That will not work in New York.
Who was the famous? I've interviewed him before. He's a who's the famous guy who blew the guys away on the subway?
Dietz. The hell is his name?
So you're against him defending himself?
Yeah. What the hell is his name?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it happened in 1984.
Yeah,
he shot four guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Makes my family safer. No lights, no sirens, the corruption and redemption of an inner city cop. What are, just quickly, because I want to take some calls, what are some other things you did in this journey, which you're not sad for putting them in jail, but you're saying it hurt you? I mean, if you had it over to do again, Detective Sia, would you do it again?
100%.
So you're not really sorry?
No, I'm not sorry. I'm sorry,
so
for
you're
what, I'm sorry for what occurred to me and my family. I'm sorry that my wife, who was 3 months pregnant with my baby, I was looking at 30 years in jail because I was accused of killing my confidential informant, which I did not do. I became catatonic, and my poor wife, who did not get more than five words out of me in 6 months, aborted my baby because she felt the only reason I was with her was for the baby. Which wasn't true. I was in love with her, but I was just catatonic behind going to jail for 30 years.
You know, sir, you can look. I feel good about myself. I don't have problems with sleeping at night. I mean, I have energy. I don't have that hole in my heart. And I talk to so many people like you who make excuses for this type of stuff. And I'm telling you, you're not looking at the system itself having problems. I mean, would you enforce any law that was out there when it was the law that blacks were slaves? Would you have enforced that?
For blacks to be slaves?
Yeah, that was the law.
What if I enforced it?
Yeah.
No.
Well, okay, then I'm telling you that gun control is just as unconstitutional as saying that, Big John has to stay in the barn.
Okay, I agree with you.
All right, well, then we don't... Look, and then I kind of feel confused here at one point. I mean, I would let the old man go who had the gun.
And I did.
You did the same thing, and that would be breaking the law. But I say leaning on the side, actually, you judge the facts as well as the case as a juror. Juries really have the power to say, well, you know what, this guy did break the law, but we're letting him go because, you know, in this case, he. So, you know, I don't think that so much is bad. What I do think doing is, though, lying on the stand to get somebody's dangerous, because then cops get so used to it. I've seen police lie on stand, because I've gone and covered these things, just because they think the person's bad. And they don't have any even evidence of what they're saying. And they're doing it to enforce some law that I think is unconstitutional.
How do you know they're lying on the stand?
Oh, that's a whole other long story. So, I mean,
you know, you're good at throwing, you know, little bits out there, but you cannot back it up with truth.
Oh, I can back it up. We just don't have all day. Okay, you want to hear an example?
No, I don't. I want to talk about my book.
I
want to talk about my book.
Okay, I know you want to sell that book, don't you?
You're darn right, I do.
All right. Well, all right. Let's take some calls here. I know a lot of these callers are for you. Some aren't. We'll go to Reuben, Robert, Tim, Tom, and others. But right now, Will in Missouri. Will, you're on the air with an interesting character.
Yes, well, thank you for taking my call, Alex. I have a question for the guest specifically in regards to a thought that has come through my mind all through the years, and perhaps Robert would answer it. There's a certain babysitter mentality, and that's the key word that I use in my mind, that gets people on the job to be an officer or to feel like they have something, some particular duty or some desire to...
It's Billy Bad Butt Disease.
Well, I call it the babysitter mentality, so maybe Robert would address that, and I appreciate it.
Well, last night I was talking to a cop. I walked into a restaurant to eat something after my TV show, and this senior cop of a number of years, and he goes, Alex, the problem is we treat the public like the bad 5%, and after you deal with the bad 5%, you either become the bad 5% or you treat everybody like the bad 5%. And, that's it. I'm tired of being treated like the bad 5%. Man, all I do is speed, and I don't even really do that anymore. So I want to be left alone, okay? And statistically, cops are more dirty than the general public, so they don't have any business, you know. Is that your phone there, Will, beeping?
No, it's mine. My battery's low.
Comment on that, detective.
Just explain the question to me one more time, because I'm a little confused because you jumped in.
Well, it's very simple. It's just simply the babysitter mentality.
Do you think that we're servants of the government and the government is the authorities, the officials?
I think that the government, it is a babysitter mentality. I think that my mentality, my objective was to clean up the area where I worked. And by doing that, I babysat the good people that lived in the area.
Well, how about raising strong people like we used to be? Because when we went to war, people...
That would be wonderful. Then you wouldn't need cops. I agree.
Well, you wouldn't need as many. You always need some. You need to have a large sheriff department. Police departments didn't exist until New York invented them. Did you know that, detective?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Didn't exist until what, like the 1870s or something?
Well, no. There were police. There were constables in New York since 1640.
Well, yeah. I said police departments.
Well, you had
sheriff's departments, and then the first police department, they actually hired one of the gangs to run it. And that, oh, very nice. And do you know why police wear a blue uniform, Detective Sia?
Tell me.
That is designed off of the Praetorian Guard's blue.
Right.
That's admitted.
Right.
Oh, you did know that?
No, I didn't know that. But they don't wear, Fort Worth does not wear a blue uniform. Florida does not wear a blue uniform.
I know, we should go back to that. It's even, these black outfits with the combat boots are scary. You know that's for intimidation. I have police handbooks that say it.
Say that again?
You know, the black ski mask and all that. You got to admit that's for intimidation.
Who's wearing black ski masks?
You know, the Special Forces Police. SWAT, Special Weapons Attack Teams.
And God bless them.
Oh, you don't deny Special Weapon Attack Team is the real name. They just gave Special Weapons and Tactics to fool the public. Are you aware of that?
The SWAT stands for Special Weapons and Tactics, yes.
No, Daryl Gates, who invented it, says it's Special Weapons Attack Teams. Let's talk to Reuben in Ohio. Reuben, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead, Reuben, quickly. Reuben, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going. This guy just doesn't understand what America's about. There was a movie called Star Chamber
where the people would take the law into their own hands, and it never works out. This is the wrong way to go about criminal justice system. And the fact that you're catatonic for so many years should tell you, you know. And now you want to capitalize by writing a book?
Can I answer that?
Go ahead, please.
First of all, I wasn't catatonic for years. I was catatonic when I was looking at 30 years in jail. That's when I was catatonic. Today I live my life peacefully, and I do sleep very well at night. But what was your second part of that question, or your statement?
He says you're profiting off of your activities.
Well, why not? I went through hell. Why can't I write about it? Why was it okay for President Clinton to write about his life, but it's not okay for me to write about
It's okay for you to write about it. I think it's okay for Rubin to point it out.
There you go.
Well, look, here's the point. How many cops are corrupt? Okay, so just because you bang a few heads and lie on the stand doesn't give you a right to make a nickel off of that.
You're right, but what I'm not apologizing, and I am not... Listen, I don't apologize for myself for what I did in the book. What I'm saying in the book is exactly what happened.
How many other cops are like you out there?
How many?
Yeah.
Oh, I have no idea, but
we'll be right back. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Everybody stay there.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforest of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruits with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Detective Sia, retired New York detective, written this new book, No Lights, No Sirens. He really ought to talk to Jack McClam, most highly decorated police officer in Phoenix, Arizona history, cop of the year twice, who found out about all the government corruption and drug dealing and the rest of it and went public. And, you know, he even taught at the police academy, you name it, and they teach him, you're the babysitter, the people, they're basically a bunch of idiots. And he learned what a fraud that was. And, talking to Mr. Sia during the break, he's going, look, you know, I just twisted the law to get bad guys. Well, where does that end? You know, and he said, well, the laws are written for the criminals. The founding fathers knew what they were doing, because they knew the greater threat of government tyranny and government crime is much greater than the average scumbag. And, of course, back then everybody was armed, and scumbags, people didn't put up with scumbags for very long. I mean, they would hang them high. So, you know, it's a societal de-evolution. I want to try to jam a call or two in here at the end, but folks, you can find the book, obviously, at most of your bookstores, and we got a link to it on Infowars.com. Might be an interesting read for you. Let's talk to Tom in Pennsylvania, last caller we have time for, with our guest, Robert Sia. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Robert. Hey, man.
Go
hey,
ahead.
I'm retired from the job. I started
out. Yes, you just said, hey, man, and then you're not talking.
Hey, can you hear me?
No, that was me. I said, hey, man.
Okay. All right.
Hi.
Tom, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, let Tom go.
Robert.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello, Robert. I'm retired.
Let that caller go. He's not there.
He's there. I'm listening to him. Go ahead,
Yeah, they got the phone all jacked with. Okay.
I'm here. Can you hear me? I'm from the 79th Precinct.
I worked in the
79 Narcotics. I totally apologize, sir. They didn't have my audio turned up.
We're talking. I worked in the 79 Narcotics. What's up,
guys? Okay, I was there. I was there when it was on Gates and Troop back in 68. I finished up in the 122 Precinct. In between, I was everywhere. You name it, including Narcotics.
Hey, did they have a screen door in the 122 Precinct? Is that true?
Yes, it's true. That was Country City. Hey, by the way, I'm going to buy your book.
Thanks, man.
But I have to tell you that there's a couple of things I just want to bring out to the folks. First off, is Bernie Goetz, who killed those
That's
people.
That's right, Bernie Goetz.
Great, he's a hero. Number two, the stats as far as criminal statistics. You and I both know, Bob, that those things are fudged. There is no way we know the amount of crime in any given place during any given year.
Right.
I mean, I was in the 79th, and we used to get waved down by people. We used to wave back and say hello like they were being kind to us because we couldn't stop.
Well, what about the captains? What the captains were doing, they were changing robberies to burglaries.
Of course, the whole thing was fudge.
But this Mr. Jones doesn't get that.
No, Alex does. That's what I'm trying to
He does get it.
Alex gets it. What I'm trying to tell you is that it's going to take a little time for you to see what we're trying to bring to people. Alex gets the whole picture. It's a larger picture. When I was on the job, and I was like you, I was a Republican, once you get rid of a certain mindset, you'll understand what Alex is bringing to the people, and it's extremely important. Number two, about gun permits, you and I both know the average Joe can't get one. You either have to know somebody, need a rabbi. Let's face it, the average person can't get a carry permit in the city.
No, not a but they can get a premise permit.
But they deserve a carry. But they deserve a carry permit.
I agree.
Okay, good.
But do you also agree that in a city like New York, it would be bedlam if everybody had permits?
If decent people had them, I'd be thrilled. I'll tell you the truth. They saved my butt many a time. A guy with a carry permit.
Right.
I mean, they were my best friends on a number of occasions. So what I say is that the city of New York is restricting the people's rights in terms of carry permits. It is just because you carry a lot of money, that doesn't get you a gun, and the decent people deserve to have one just like we do.
Right.
And the last thing I wanted to say is that you and I both know if during our careers we were followed by anybody, the things we did, we'd all be in jail.
Yeah.
How many times have we said that, retired guy?
Well, listen, you know that's a big part of my book. The Fed, the FBI, had placed a plant on me, and they had him dealing drugs with my informant.
Yeah.
And that's a big part of this book.
They well, I'll tell you what. Do five more minutes with us, Robert Sia, on the other side, so you can finish up your points. And then we got Professor David Ray Griffin coming up.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Introduced.